Welcome back to Day Zero. I'm Chris Matthew. We're back to rub some shit in that all-seeing eye and reclaim our sovereignty, or at least give that motherfucker a bad case of pink eye. Our hosts today are author and historian Corey Hughes. Corey, how you doing?
Acceptable.
Acceptable. Good. That's an acceptable upgrade. Host of Inside the Cube, XCube 420. How are you doing?
I could be doing better, but I won't let that affect my mood.
That's perfect. Perfect. Author and host of Macro Aggressions, Charlie Robinson. Charlie, how are you today?
I feel like maybe I'm better than XCube. I'm a little bit better than Corey, but I feel like Corey's upgraded because normally he's just straight pissed off. So
yeah, we got maybe a little upgrade. Maybe he's just high. I don't know. Yeah,
usually he's just waiting for that meteor.
I just get, you're going to steal my story.
Here it comes.
No, I'm at a certain level of giving up this week. It's unprecedented. So I people talk about fucking, you know, we're moving towards Idiocracy. I think we've been there for like 50 fucking years already.
While. Yeah. Yeah.
We've been there for a while. And today we've got host of the amazing Legit Bat podcast, Joe, Jen, and Ben Hodgson. How are you guys doing?
Way better than Corey.
I think we're doing better than I'm great
fantastic
mood.
Yeah.
We had the pleasure
screw you
of
guys. Get
out
the hell off
that
of this show. No, I'm just kidding.
We had the pleasure of hanging out with Scott from Truthzilla last night and his girlfriend Katie. She made us these awesome, well, she makes these shirts that we are wearing today. And they were just really cool people. We got to show them Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy last night. They had never seen it. So it was pretty awesome that we got to do that all together. And
it was just
we had
cool
a really
to meet
good
them
time
in person.
We're in great moods.
I missed the powwow, even though I was only like 30 minutes away just from working the entire week. I got off of work and I was like, I can't, nope. However, I am in a great mood. I don't need to be in a bad mood to talk shit like a lot. So let's get this party started.
Fair enough.
Let's do it. All right. Here at Day Zero, we bring you the most fearless voices across the interwebs to inform, enlighten, wake up, and hopefully piss off enough people to shift our train wreck of a timeline on this earth. Whether it's a spinning ball, floating pancake on a turtle's back, or prison matrix with Agent Smith constantly trying to rape our peaceful avatar's existence and take away that juicy, non-existent steak from our holographic plates. But we say no, Agent Smith. We know the steak is fake. We just want your goddamn hands off it. Corey, what you got for us today?
Okay, so as many of you might know, I am a full advocate of complete and total human extinction. And and so, you know, NASA, we're going to talk about NASA a little bit because they're a bunch of fucking jerk-offs. And so we get an article this week that says in 2182, it could be cloudy with a chance of asteroid. So allegedly there's an asteroid that's supposed to fucking hit us or could possibly hit us in September of 2182. So these motherfuckers would present it like they actually have a clue about what the fuck's going on out there around our little spinning rock. But then I come across this from September 24th, a warehouse-sized asteroid whipped by Earth and no one saw it coming. So, fuck. I don't think these guys have a goddamn clue what time it is. They're predicting asteroids 200 fucking years from now, but they can't tell when we got one in our backyard 10 minutes ago. So, my article today really is just, shitting on NASA for their constant either ignorance or lies or both or combination thereof. But this is just fucking ridiculous. A space rock possibly as wide as a football field flew between the moon and Earth last week, but the big asteroid, cataloged as 2021 SG, wasn't spotted until the day after it had already made its closest pass to our planet. Yes, so I don't fucking know what to think of this. They can predict shit 200 years from now, but they can't tell what the fuck's going on today. That was my story for today. I'm anxious to hear your comments on it.
Trust the science.
I want to know if meteorologists train at NASA. Just a thought.
Yes. I think NASA
yes, so
knows
the answer is yes.
Exactly what's up, and they just fucking lie. That's just my opinion.
Train at community college.
I think they train at Tavistock Institute.
Yes.
Teach them how to lie better.
Working on some harp shit.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. In the American Family Plan, Joe Biden is looking to give all the people who are misfortunate to free years of community college. So We can get a few more people, meteorologists and people to go work at NASA via that. Seeing how I think that's all you need. You don't have to be correct if you're a meteorologist or if you're in NASA, or hell, if you're even a scientist now, you don't actually have to be correct. You just have to
or if you're president,
regime approved narrative. Well, yeah. you just faction approved narrative. That's all you have to.
Stand up and cheer when the make-believe lander lands on the planet. You have to do all this and stand up and applaud and do all that for that moment, and then you can go back to pretending like you're staring at a computer screen.
Let's remember the
founding fathers of NASA, the Nazis, so, you know.
Yeah, we got NASA, SpaceX, and Disney all sleeping in bed in this horrible threesome together, and it's like, you guys expect me to believe that that is actually something? I don't know. No. Nope. None of it. Not doing any of that.
Well, the real question is, Corey, why did they decide to look for this this football size field rock after the fact? Well, I mean, what is something ping on their radar? I mean,
Something must have pinged on the radar. I kind of relate it to
after
somebody,
the fact.
Yeah, like you know, like imagine getting shot at, and then a minute later you're like, holy shit, I was just shot at, and then you try to investigate. Like, it just doesn't make sense. One thing I want to point out, like when you go back through NASA's history, like they're a scumbag organization and have been since fucking day one. They pretty much had a partnership with the Central Intelligence Agency and acted as an intelligence front for the CIA for decades. After the creation of the Central Intelligence Agency. I mean, when you go back, when going through Kennedy, you know, you come across like three or four of these really low level fucking guys who went to go work for NASA after having done shit like been a construction worker or worked at a coffee shop. And when you get to like the Winterland ice arena, the ice skating rink David Ferry allegedly went to, that place was run by a woman named Mary Boots Roberts, who has about half a dozen fucking aliases. And on her resume, it says that she went to work for NASA during the Gemini and Apollo missions. But there's not a fucking record of her working for NASA in any written NASA documentation. Obviously, CIA front. That was kind of just how it went. That's where like the $400 toilet seat came from, right? Because that money didn't go to a $400 toilet seat. That money went to the fucking CIA covertly. So, you know, when you get
or
into the
not so covertly
or not so covertly, right, since we're talking about it. I just have a hard time believing anything that fucking NASA says anymore, especially when you look at the old Apollo, you know, low Earth orbit shit they tried to sell off as being out in deep space. Like, seriously, go fuck yourself, everybody at NASA.
Well, and I just to do a little shout out, I actually searched your I think it was a 3-hour or 5-hour it was your Kennedy presentation on Forbidden Knowledge News on YouTube. I looked it up and you got into the Mary Boots Roberts and the Winterland ice skating rink and how that everything tied in. You tied it in with the Zionism and all that. Isn't it pretty much your opinion that everything is basically the CIA at some point or another? Pretty much every entity, if it sees any kind of major success like that, has been permeated by the CIA.
Yes, but also, you know, the one thing that I've been really kind of overlooking is the role of actual Army intelligence. And, you know, you have this weird relationship between CIA. CIA gets to call fucking drone bombing missions now. How the fuck did that come about, right? Well it's not really the CIA doing it. It's Army intelligence working with the CIA. So I have to really go back and start to dig through, like, what is the role of Army intelligence? I can tell you with certainty, like Frank Sturgis. Everyone should know Frank Sturgis, one of the Watergate burglars. Like, he wasn't CIA. That fucker was Army intelligence. The CIA guys, I've read enough interviews to know that they didn't know him through CIA. They knew him through Army intelligence. So you have this like jumble of people all working together, all in intelligence, kind of hard to differentiate them.
Well, yeah. I mean, one of our friends on base, he went to two tours in Afghanistan. He was saying that it's the largest Air Force base, Kandahar Air Force Base, or it was before we gave everything away to the Afghanis. He said that there were two parts of the base. There was the military side and there was the CIA side. And the CIA side is where all of the Rangers, Special Forces, Delta, all of those guys would go because they have all the intel in comparison. All of the follow-up missions and things like that that would follow in the strike teams, those were the ones that were going off of Army intelligence for the most part. But obviously they all talk to each other.